Break the sheep.
End of the alphabet is a Wellington label that have become known for curating a catalogue of musical weirdness from New Zealand and other places. Label head Noel Meek has just announced a triple album called Friends and Meek, and Noel joins us on the line to have a chat. Good evening, Noel.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. So, it's a hefty release that you've just made, a triple album featuring three collaborations. How did these collaborations come about?
Well, a variety of ways. Mainly last year we spent a good hunk of the year overseas. I did a tour through the UK and the US and Norway earlier in the year, and then my girlfriend had a commission in Scotland for about 2 months later on in the year, and I just took the opportunity to sort of meet some of the guys who I only ever corresponded with or shared music with in the past. And although, go on.
Well, that's what I wanted to know. Are these like pen pals, or are these friends that you've made from sharing music over the years?
Yeah, well, Mick, well, I mean, Lasse Mahag, he actually toured through here in 2006, and I met him then. And then we didn't talk to each other for ages until I hit him up to do a 7-inch split with Witsist from Whangarei beginning of last year, or maybe the year before, I can't remember now. We kind of hit it off again, and when I went over to Norway, I played a gig with him in Oslo, and he took me for a lovely walk around a lake and things like that, and we just ended up doing lots of stuff since then, and he took me to a studio and we did some recording while we were there.
Now, can you talk to me about his studio?
The best studio in Oslo. it is a pretty neat, it's a wee place. He's been there for a very long time and he's recorded a lot of albums there, because he's a producer as well as a musician. And he's produced a lot of stuff and done a lot of mastering for a lot of really good sort of underground albums from all over the world, actually.
I was wondering, there'll be people who will listen to your work and works that appear on your label, End of the Alphabet, and who may not be so particular with experimental music. How does one know whether it's good or not, per se? What's the litmus test?
If you like it, that's all it is. I mean, some of it takes, sometimes it takes a bit of getting used to, admittedly, and sometimes it's a bit of trial and error when you first start out. Certainly it was when I was, out of high school and getting into the stuff, you just listen to everything. But, whether you like it, whether it has a feeling. I mean, when I make music, I'm trying to make something that's got an impact on its audience.
Of course.
And, if you like the impact, that's good. If you don't like the impact, well, okay.
If we could go back to the track we're about to listen to, Moth 5, which is the collaboration between you and Mahag.
Yep.
Can you kind of tell me how this collaboration took place? What gear did you have? Like, what will we be listening to?
Oh, I'm not sure I can totally remember. I remember one piece of tech that Lasse lent me, actually, which is this amazing analog delay box that he'd bought in New Delhi in India, that was hand-built by an old man there, apparently, in his 80s. And it had the most beautiful, I don't know whether it's on this track, actually, but it's on the album, and it had just the most beautiful sort of 60s sound to it. It was absolutely gorgeous. But the rest, I don't know, we both had a big pile of electronics in front of us. In fact, we had some of the same things, as it turned out. We sat down and went, oh, you've got that too. Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, let's listen out for it. Noel, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Cheers. Noel Meek of End of the Alphabet Records. And here is Mahag and Meek with their track, Moth 5.